For further perspective and the latest developments on the mass shooting at the Orlando nightclub, I'm joined by Skype by the managing editor of the Orlando Sentinel, John Cutter. John, I know it's a busy day in your newsroom, but now Orlando joins a horrible list. Newtown, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, San Bernardino. Orlando's now on that list for a very bad reason.
I know, and that's actually something that we talked about very early today. Orlando is often the kind of place that gets mentioned as a potential target because we are such a vacation destination. So you never want it to happen, certainly. You never expect it to happen, but I know law enforcement felt it was prepared, and now we join that list.
Tell us a little bit about the Orlando community. I mean, it has a history of being inclusive.
It does. One of the things that we often like to say to people when they come here, say, for a job interview, or is that this is a very inclusive community. It's much more diverse than some other parts of Central Florida. There is a large, thriving, and loving gay community. And this incident happened during a Latin night at the club. And obviously, this is a very diverse area. There's a large group of Spanish-speaking residents, both Americans and people who've moved here. So it sort of hits right at the heart of some of our most important people.
Yeah, reporters have been out covering this all day. What sticks out to you? I mean, I've seen images of people lining up at the blood bank to donate, for example.
You know, I mean, a couple of things stick out. One is, as I realize how much this touches everyone, as soon as I arrived in the newsroom very early this morning, I mean, one of our folks was close to tears because she had not yet heard from a friend. We got a lot of that kind of thing happening in our newsroom and obviously across the community. I don't think we'll all have to go very far before we find someone who is either in the club or sadly a victim. But the response to the call for blood was amazing. I mean, they actually had to start turning people away. Police even talked about how people were bringing water and food down to authorities there and other members of the public who were kind of waiting for news there. I mean, that is an inspiring thing to see on an awful day like this.
What about the relationship between the Islamic community in Central Florida and the general population?
Yeah, I mean, it struck me that it was very important that the imam here was very early at a press conference talking about inclusiveness and outreach. They've been very active with the media and with the community. There are kind of interfaith groups that have had regular meetings worried about Islamophobia and have tried to make connections between the groups sad circumstance like this so that they could be ready to respond and remind people that this is about apparently about one man and not about a community.
What do we know about the place where he came from? I mean, the suburb outside of Orlando.
You know, that's about an hour and a half from here. It's off of a couple of our major roads. If people have been here and driven down the Florida Turnpike, it's right around there, Fort Pierce, that area. Like a lot of Florida, it has many people from other places, people who move here for lots of reasons. And why this person ended up going from apparently an hour and a half down and coming to Orlando to commit this act is something that authorities don't yet know.
All right, John Cutter, managing editor of the Orlando Sentinel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.